Hey there, everyone. This is Will Pruitt here, and I had the chance this week to sit down and talk to Ivelisse from Lucha Underground, one third of the Trios champions in Lucha Underground. It was a fun conversation, and I have to say I apologize for the audio quality, not on my end, which is pristine, but actually on her end. I think she was driving. The call was set up through the PR people with Lucha Underground, and she may have been driving or something, but just bear with us through that. It's a fun interview, and thanks for listening, guys. I'm joined right now by Ivelisse from Lucha Underground. Ivelisse, as we get started, I just want to say one of the most badass things I think I've ever seen in professional wrestling was you with a broken ankle, just beating up the crew with a kendo stick. That was just an insane moment at the end of the Trios tournament. What was it like? Could you feel that that moment was as cool as it was as you were standing in the ring that night?
Well, it was definitely a special moment for me. Very lacking part of, you know, something that special, and, you know, being able to make history as the first woman to hold gold and Lucha Underground. That makes it that much more special for me. Also the fact that I had a broken bone in my body, which I did not know at that time. I knew it was bad, but not that bad. And the fact that I was able to push through that and still finish is definitely another achievement for me, and special for me in the sense that it shows that I can be as determined as I claim to be.
Yeah.
So.
How is your ankle today?
How is my ankle today?
Yeah.
Thank God, it's healing well, I'm recovering pretty fast with the rehab, even though the actual healing of the bone part wasn't very fast. Now that I'm doing rehab, the rehab is going pretty quickly, and shouldn't be too long before I come back. Pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, I would imagine. So you go to Lucha Underground. Did you know when, like, you signed up for, when you got signed by Lucha Underground, that you would be wrestling in intergender matches? Was that kind of laid out to you at the very beginning, or is that something that you were surprised by when you got there?
I was kind of surprised by it. I wasn't fully entirely aware that I would be doing intergender at least not as much as we do.
Yeah.
I absolutely enjoy that. But it was definitely a good surprise.
Good. If given the chance, like given the option, would you rather wrestle in like a straight women's division or something more like what Lucha Underground has, which is a very mixed talent roster in that way?
I'm very happy with the Underground, the fact that it's completely equal chances for everybody, regardless of gender or anything. I'm pretty happy with that, and I like the fact that I get a chance to wrestle with anybody, and that if anybody can.
Yeah. One of the other things with Lucha Underground is you guys have these weird backstage vignettes that are almost like grindhouse films, only they're 30 seconds long, and they are they're accomplishing things on a wrestling show. What's it been like to film those for you? Do you enjoy doing them? Would you rather do kind of the straight wrestling promos, or would you rather be a part of these?
I absolutely love everything. Which Underground is especially the segments and all that, which pretty much feels like a movie set. The first time I ever filmed one of them was so much fun for me. By the time I finished, I was like, oh my God, I want to keep doing more. So much fun. It feels like I'm filming a scene from a movie, so it can't get any more fun than that.
You talk about it feeling like a movie set. Were you surprised? I've been to the temple in Boyle Heights, and were you surprised when you first got there at the fact that it is really a warehouse in the middle of Boyle Heights?
I mean, at first, yeah, but then after I was shown all the sets and all of that, and then the temple, you know, where the actual ring is at and everything in general, like, they really went up and beyond to make things look, like, amazing. So, definitely something to appreciate. Literally, like, a movie set.
Yeah. I got a tour of it when I was there, and I was amazed walking around it. All of the detail that went into the paintings on the wall. I mean, things that you never even see on TV in every room there. It was really neat. What would you say is the key difference between, say, working in Lucha Underground and working elsewhere on the indie scene?
Can you repeat that one more time?
What are, like, the key differences for you between working with Lucha Underground and working elsewhere on the indie scene?
I would say definitely the movie-like feeling of everything, from the filming down to pretty much, like, the treatment that we get from the crew, just everything in general. That's a key difference that sets Lucha Underground apart, not only from indies, but also even mainstream wrestling, like WWE or TNA or whatever.
That's interesting.
And also the locker room, the talent. Like, there's no crappy politics and drama or anything, at least not yet. knocking on wood. At least not yet. And it, so far it looks like it's just a big family, and hopefully it continues that way, and it looks like it will. And definitely it's another key component too that sets Lucha Underground apart from everywhere else.
And you, with the locker room like that, how welcoming is the locker room when a new face comes in? Say someone like recently Alberto El Patron coming in, or anyone else who might be new to it. Is it pretty accepting of new people?
I would say so. It never really changed much, regardless of who came in new or who started or anything. Like I said, there's no drama at all in there, so very refreshing.
What do you think, what's one thing, if you could say one thing you think Lucha Underground could actually learn from a WWE or a TNA, the more mainstream pro wrestling products?
Well, the thing is, it's completely different. They're two completely different ideas, in a sense, because WWE and TNA, they're live events, they're live wrestling shows. We are pretty much a TV show that uses wrestling to present that TV show. So it's different in that sense. So it would be hard to tell, at least at this point, which is we're still starting, and it's still a baby, it's underground. As successful as it is, and impactful as it is right now, it's still baby, and little by little, it's growing and growing, and it's very hard to tell right now what they could grab from WWE or TNA or whatever, because it's a completely different formula of an event.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really put a finger on it.
Interesting. And moving on to your experience just in the past before Lucha Underground, I know you were on I think it was season 4 or 5 of Tough Enough with the comeback season with Steve Austin. WWE doing another version of Tough Enough. How do you look back on your experience on that show? And do you have any advice for anyone who might be, you know, sitting at home listening to this as they get psyched up to make their Tough Enough video?
Not quite sure. I mean, the first one would be to not really get their hopes up too high because, I mean, WWE wants full control of whatever they're doing regardless of how they're selling it, which is they're selling it to be this you know, contest of random people from, like, you look at WWE, such a big corporation, they're not just going to have anybody win a contract. But regardless of that, who knows, maybe it's different now. Regardless of that, whoever is, you know, serious about it and is really going for it, just like I did at that time, you know, really go for it, give it your all. And if you do get chosen, at all times, give it your all and don't let anybody get into your head and lose your confidence. And just, I would say, pretty much just take advantage of meeting people, meeting officials, meeting people from the network, meeting people from the WWE. That's like the main part. Like, when I wasn't tough enough, I knew, okay, well, I may make it, I may not get this contract, regardless if I get myself all the way to the finals with my confidence speaking. Regardless if I get to the finals and something happens and I don't get the contract, I want to make sure I take advantage of every single day that I'm there, every single moment, making, you know, networking and taking advantage of that exposure and all of that. And definitely the networking part is important as well. So regardless if it's even just the network, if it has nothing to do with WWE, like for an example, the producer of Lucha Underground, Eric, like, I met him and Tough Enough as well. So it's like, you have to think about it as a business, not just, okay, oh my God, I'm gonna achieve my dreams that I've been from a while ago, a boy or a girl or whatever. You have to be smart about what you're doing as well and look at it as a business. This is a business. It's your services, but it's business. So you have to make sure you take advantage of who you meet and make the best of it as well.
Yeah, you mentioned Eric and being a producer on Lucha Underground, and it has brought in a lot of Tough Enough people, you know, quite a few people from your season of Tough Enough, from that one kind of one-off season. Are you happy to see so many people from kind of that class of Tough Enough getting to succeed on, you know, with Son of Havoc, you, we recently saw Marty the Moth show up on Lucha Underground. Are you happy to see these people succeeding,
definitely,
even though they didn't make it on, you know,
of course,
on that
of
weird
course.
Tough Enough show?
Yeah, of course. I mean, these are people who have a ton of talent, and the fact that they get a chance now is obviously something that makes me happy to see. I know I'm the only one from the entire season that didn't have a contract already that actually got a contract after the show of Tough Enough, but that was pretty much me, what I just said right now, making sure that I took advantage of every single aspect of it and you know, putting myself out there, making sure I spoke to the right people, making sure the right people saw me or whatever, and taking advantage of that exposure and all of that. So really was a combination of effort from my part on all of those aspects that I was actually the only one who got signed by WWE after the show that didn't have a contract already before the show.
Wow.
Like Christina and Andy and even Cameron, Ariane, she already had a contract before that. Like, all of those people already had contracts before the Tough Enough show. So, you know, seeing people who have a ton of talent and now finally getting a good chance, a good shot, like, obviously that makes me happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, good people, too.
Mm-hmm. Final question for you before I let you go. Do you have any dream opponents in Lucha Underground at the moment? Anyone that you would really, anyone from kind of the cast of Lucha Underground that you would like to get in the ring with?
Puma.
That was quick. That would be really fun to watch, actually. He's really just amazing to watch in the ring. And I don't know that we've even seen on Lucha Underground, like, we haven't seen, like, everything
only,
he can do.
I just think it's only obvious that the top girl, because I'm not going to say the other word.
Yeah.
The top girl in the company goes against the top guy, huh?
That makes absolute sense. And, I mean, you are one-third of the Trios champions, so definitely the top of the company. So, thank you so much for your time today, Ivelisse. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.